welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 10 of season 14. And today is a very special In Conversation episode. And we have none other than the amazing jazz artist from New York City, Elise Morris. Of course, today, instead of six songs, we've got seven songs, all right? And most of these artists that we have on today are most requested songs from season 14. Well, we're kicking off the show today with A Day a Week. That's the name of the artist, okay? It's basically Jonas Dejevic. If you listen to the last name, Dejevic, that's how they say it in Sweden, Dejevic, it sounds like A Day a Week. So that's the name of the band, A Day a Week. Jonas told me all about this. He's going to be joining me in the studio, telling us all about A Day a Week. This song has been highly requested on our show after we played it for the first time. And I'm really happy to play this again and kick off the show once again with Coffee Shop Heaven. Number two is Ma Wei Oluta. This is another favorite of mine by a band called War Poets. Now, War Poets is basically the brainchild of Rex Haberman, who is based in Curaçao. Rex Haberman is going to be joining me in the studio very soon, talking about Ma Wei Oluta and what inspired him to write this amazing song. So that's number two today, Ma Wei Oluta by the War Poets. Number three is Laurie Miller. Now, Laurie Miller has never been played on our show. This is the first time. And the song is called B-O-R-I-N-G. It's Boring. Again, very cool track. It's very kind of like a punk rock, but a happy feel to it. That's at number three. And then, of course, we've got Elise joining me for our In Conversation, followed by Elise's song Sweet Basil Gill, which was a featured song on the Independent Number One's acoustic special, which made it into the 61st Grammy Awards nomination list, the nomination ballots. So our fingers are still crossed. We're still waiting for results if the album made it into the second round in the Best Americana album. Number five is Swift Timmy, all the way from Australia. And this song is called If You Wait Too Long. This is a very modern sounding, melancholy song. We have played Swift Timmy before, and Swift Timmy, the man behind Swift Timmy, which is Tim Shannon, is going to be joining me in the studio very soon in the coming weeks. So we've got back-to-back In Conversation episodes coming up. Number six is Who Do You Think You Are by The Silvers. Now, The Silvers is one of my new favorite rock and roll band. A huge fact, The Silvers were known by another name before. I'll tell you all about it very soon on an In Conversation episode with Mick Orton, who's the man behind The Silvers. They were inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Amazing career path. And their fantastic animated series that you can actually get on YouTube and stuff like that. So great stuff. Who Do You Think You Are? The Silvers at number six. And last but not least today, number seven, is another new artist who we've not played before on our show. It's Steve Daddio and his song Fries With That Shake. Okay, now this is pure rock and roll, and it takes you back to the 60s. Something about rock and roll just makes me smile. It just makes me happy. If you guys are around tomorrow, Thursday, the 8th of November, please tune in to the Oliver Sean Band on Facebook, just at Oliver Sean Band. We'll be going live at 9:30 p.m. London time. Tune in, we've got some special music coming out live tomorrow on our Garage Sessions. That's on Facebook Live at Oliver Sean Band. Well, guys, have a great day. Enjoy the show today, and happy Diwali to everybody celebrating Diwali. Ciao.
Tell me what's up.
Sunshine, so much better.
This is my crew. break all the rules. I know you think you're a real great lover, but honey, I'd rather sleep with your brother. What it comes down to, the weight is that I've no more time to spend on a smelly rat. You're boring, better lost than found. Yeah, you're boring. I think I'll take you to the pound. Now you know why I never come around. You're boring. No, you thought I was easy. I just thought that you were sleazy. No, you thought you could manipulate me. But honey, you're a bigger jerk, I could see. What it comes down to, the way it is that I've no more time to spend on a smelly rat. You're boring, better lost than found.
So I said we have a very special guest all the way from America, and it's Elise Morris, a featured artist on the upcoming Goa Chill Out Zone and also the Independent Number Ones. And also, she's one of our top artists on our acoustic special that's getting into the Grammy nominations this year. So Elise, how are you? Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Oliver. I am so happy to be here.
Great, Elise, great to have you on the show. Can you tell everybody, you know, where you're from exactly, and just a little bit about you so they get an idea where this amazing New Age artist is from?
Sure. Well, I'm based in New York City. I've been here for many years now. I came to New York as a singer, songwriter, and rock and roll player around the country in the United States. And the moment I came to New York City, I felt it calling my name, and I just stayed. I grew up in the South and moved around quite a bit when I was a kid. And then finally, just when I came to New York City, felt like this is where I was supposed to be, where I came and where I still am.
Fantastic. You know, I have a like a love affair going on with New York City.
Don't we all?
I know. I even wrote a song called New York.
There's something really magnetic about the place. I think it may be just because there's so many like-minded souls that flock here, and we find each other.
Absolutely.
There's a great energy here.
We must meet in New York City the next time I'm performing there.
I would love that.
That'd be great. So you said you were into rock and roll and stuff like that before. So what kind of music were you making, and how did you get into what you do now, which is like smooth jazz, new age?
I enjoy so many different kinds of music, but yes, I've had a really interesting route to get to where I am.
Okay.
I started out actually just as a classical pianist. I wanted to do was play classical music, and then started playing in bands to just make some extra money.
Right.
And I had great mentors along the way, and a lot of the music that we played was primarily rock and roll. Really fell in love with just the whole process, you know, of exploring all different kinds music forms and sort of cross-pollination. I remember listening to the first Modern Jazz Quartet album, and it blew my mind. You know, you have these four people who start in one place together, and then they all four spiral out to their own places.
Oh, yeah.
Quite unique, and yet still playing with each other. And that certainly piqued my curiosity, and it took me into this realm.
Great. So what would you call your music now?
You know, that's, I've been trying to figure that one out for years. I keep coming back to a term that I don't know if I made it up, but I made it up in terms of my own reference, and I call it jazzbo. I guess another way of jazz-like, because a lot of my music is very strongly influenced by the jazz movement, and yet I still have a lot of tendencies of a pretty straight-ahead songwriter.
Right.
Singer-songwriter, where the format is usually, you know, more simplified or accessible.
But on that note, I'm going to get everybody to listen to Sweet Basil Gill. Did I pronounce that right?
Absolutely. Perfect.
Sweet Basil Gill is coming up now, folks. Listen to the song and tell me what you think, because you can hear such strong jazz elements in it, but also new age.
Thank you.
Are you ready for our rapid fire questions?
I sure hope so.
Let's do this. When did you first start singing?
5 or 6 years old. I come from a very musical family.
What did your family do to encourage you? So obviously they were all musicians.
You know, my folks were really keen on me being a classical pianist.
Okay.
So they really supported that. They were a little horrified when I decided to become a professional musician. But I was genetically ambushed, you know. Like I said, everyone in my family was a musician, so I really had no other choice. My mom was a phenomenal jazz singer.
Okay.
Sort of in the mode of Ella Fitzgerald.
Wow, super. And who are your musical inspirations?
I have a lot, but I would say there's probably a handful who had a larger influence. Uh-huh. Joni Mitchell, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
The Beatles, Jimi Hendrix. Opened my mind to all kinds of possibilities. Miles Davis, and actually Gil Evans, who this song, Sweet Basil Gil, is actually a bit of a love letter to him.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the most elegant arrangers, and I used to see him on Sunday nights here in New York City. He would play at Sweet Basil, the jazz club downtown, and he'd come in with a small big band.
Okay.
And they would just play.
Well, fans are going to love that. That's really cool. What kind of music do you listen to today?
I listen to classical music. I listen to all kinds of jazz. I also really enjoy listening to avant-garde music. I find it very liberating.
If we found your MP3 player or your iPhone, what's the most embarrassing song that I might find?
Let's see. Well, I have to admit, I like Britney Spears.
Oh, Lord, I knew it. You see, I always wait for Justin Bieber or Britney Spears.
And I did not disappoint.
Tell me, Elise, where would you most like to perform?
I'm actually going to the Newport Jazz Festival in a few days.
Oh,
and
nice.
I would love to be on stage there next year.
Who would you like to open for?
Oh, that's a really good question. I remember opening for Gil Scott-Heron once, and it was maybe the most brilliant, wonderful audience ever. So okay. I would imagine a jazz artist of some sort, but
okay.
Exactly who, I couldn't tell you.
So if you were not singing or playing music, what would you be doing?
I'd probably be a journalist.
Really? Have you written anything for any papers or magazines?
No, not really. I have certainly kept journals for many years,
okay.
And so I have a lot of my observations in my books, and then just commentary out in the social media platform.
Cool.
But no, I haven't written for a paper.
Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you release a book with your next CD?
I've been thinking about that. Yeah, you read my mind.
Like an e-book, you know, like an e-book with your brand new CD.
Yes.
You know, that's something I've been thinking about too. And, you know, for anybody who has the inclination to write, I think that would be a great idea.
Yes, I think it is too. So, well, you've inspired me now.
There you go. What instruments do you play, Elise? I know the piano, but what else?
That's it, a piano player and then a vocalist.
Okay.
You know, I consider my voice my other main instrument.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, with the equipment that we have access to these days, you can really play symphony with your keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. If you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Probably new music in the classical realm. Something that I have dabbled with here and there, but it's a whole different focus. That'd be great.
And what's the genre of music that you just can't stand?
I think it's not a specific genre. I think what I don't like is when things are too slick and poorly written, but they have great sounds to cover up how bad the songs are.
Yeah, and millions of dollars to support the marketing.
Oh, yeah. And the worse the song, the bigger the marketing budget.
Exactly. So what hidden talents do you have, Elise?
I love photography. I love taking pictures. Working with animals kind of have accepted me as one of them, whatever they are. I have a special bond with animals. I don't know if that's a hidden talent.
I think it is, because my hidden talent is I'm a dog whisperer.
Ooh, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what... You know what? You're my new favorite artist now. You're saying all the right things.
Thank God.
All right, Lisa, what can we expect from you in the near future?
I am putting together, we're sort of finishing up an EP of live performances that I have done here in New York City at the Bitter End.
Okay.
And I'll be releasing that sometime later on in the year.
Super.
Really excited to be putting that out. And those are most definitely jazz singer, songwriter songs. You'll hear me singing all kinds of words on those.
Oh, excellent. You have to send that over so I can put it on my show.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. And before you go, can you tell all your fans, you know, what's the best place they can find you in, like, you know, websites and social media and all that?
I have a fair bit of music up on SoundCloud at the moment.
Yeah.
And my website, www.elisemorris.com, is actually undergoing a massive renovation.
Okay.
So very soon they'll be able to go there, and that'll probably cover all the bases of all the different types of music that I do.
Elise, it was great having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck to you and me and everybody on the acoustic special, because I'm part of it too. So
yes.
Really excited about that.
Yes, I am too. Best of luck to all of us.
Watching you, all the things you do and say, you seem to have a knack of acting out this way. You need to watch yourself now, and only time will tell us who do you think you are in that fancy car you drive.
With her someday.
Get you rocking with her someday.
Give me. Give me some fries with that shake.
Give me some fries with that shake.
Give me some fries with that shake.